Hello, my lovely launch to Eliteers. We are on week 4 and we are talking about follow-up. So far we've gone through preparing ourselves, sharing our why, preparing our classes, doing all the groundwork. We've gone through inviting people, sampling and inviting people. We've gone through presenting and enrolling. So presenting the opportunity, presenting the oils, and then enrolling people in doTERRA and how to do that. So the next part of pipes is called support. However, I like to put an extra little step in there because follow-up is key. If you are in network marketing, you have to follow up. Now we're going to talk about, maybe you don't want to call it that, but for the sake of being consistent, we are going to call it follow-up right now. And follow-up is something that is completely and totally necessary and, you know, needs a little bit of these soft skills again, right? So we're focusing on, in this training, on the things that I've learned from many years of experience and making sure that you don't have to make as many mistakes as I did, and you can actually learn from what I've learned, right? That's why we have mentoring in doTERRA. Okay, so I'm just getting up my notes here. All right, so follow up. So to start talking about follow up, we have to begin by thinking about why wouldn't we follow up, right? Because follow-up is something that I think a lot of people resist. I know I used to. I definitely used to resist follow-up a lot. And so why is that? So it really comes down to this fear of rejection. So if you share oils with somebody and then you follow up, maybe you give them a sample and you say, use this for your headache. And then you follow up, you say, hey, how's that going for your headache? And they don't respond, or they say it didn't work, or in most cases, let's just say they don't respond, right? Then a lot of times we take that personally as rejection. And it's actually unique to women. So this is why a lot of times you don't see women in sales positions, because there's this personal, like we take it personal when people don't get back to us, when they say no. And so it's something that, this is the reason why in network marketing, men make up like 10% of the actual people in network marketing, but they make 90% of the money. Isn't that a crazy and hard to hear statistic? So let's change that. There is no reason why we have to do sales in a masculine way, but I think it requires a little bit more understanding about this fear of rejection. So what happens in our brains when we perceive we're rejected? So men tend to have a business result. So maybe they try to sell something and they get rejected and they'll say, well, too bad for them. Or they'll think, or they'll say, oh, maybe it was because, you know, I didn't do this, or I should have said this way. Or it's all about like the strategy behind it, right? It's not about beating themselves up. So men tend to do that. Men tend to say, oh, well, you're lost. Like if you don't want my oils, oh, well, you're lost. Or they say, next time I'm going to try a different strategy. And then it rolls off and they move along and they try again, right? Whereas women take this business result personally. So if someone says, no, I don't want your oils, then it's like all of a sudden like, oh, like I'm a terrible person. They must hate me. I'm not, you know, we start to doubt everything. And they shot you down, right? So like if someone shoots you down, women tend to think the result is a reflection on us, okay? So what's the impact of taking that personally, right? Because the fact of the matter is, and we'll talk a little bit more about stats, is that you will get told no. You'll get told no all the time. So what's the impact of that is that you're resting your worth on the results of your business. So sales has a natural result. There is statistical relevance, meaning if you ask 10 people to buy something, 8 out of 10 will say no on the first time. Okay, so 2 times out of 10, you're going to feel good about yourself, right? If you're equating your worth, and 8 times out of 10, you're going to feel bad about yourself. Not a great statistic, right? Not something that necessarily is going to make you continue doing what you're doing, right? So what happens is we're always looking for a reason, right? Why did this happen to me? Your brain is committed to finding you an answer. So when you say, why did they say no to me? Our brain is going to search for an answer. So if you believe you're like not good at certain things, so maybe you have this deep-seated belief that people don't listen to you, or that people don't like you even, or that you're not influential, or that you're not good enough to have your own business to be successful, right? So maybe you have this like underlying belief, right? So our brain is searching for that answer. And so when someone shoots you down, then it will come back with the answer, because nobody likes me, because I'm not good enough to be successful, because I don't have lots of friends, because I'm not charismatic. Whatever the belief is that you have that doesn't serve you for this sales type interaction or this follow-up interaction, it makes you feel unwanted, right? So most women will say, I don't want to feel not included, not belonging, unwanted. So I just won't do the action that seems to be connected to the action, e.g., or that seems to be connected to the result of not feeling good enough, right? E.g., follow up. So following up with those people that you had at a class, or that you sampled an oil, or that you shared something, some oils with, and they said no. So a lot of women leave sales, right? 8 out of 10 times, this action that I'm taking with follow up is making me feel unwanted, right? So sooner or later, your brain is going to stop that action altogether. And this is totally what happens with most people in network marketing, right? They do the stuff for a little while. They learn how to teach the classes. They, they're really excited about the product. And what happens is that women tend to take rejection personally. So eventually they stop doing the follow-up. So I'm going to preface this by saying we do not have to become guys. That is not what I'm suggesting. I'm not suggesting that we, just shut off all that emotional stuff and we just get strategic and we just, say, oh, well, you're lost. It's just, that's not going to happen. And we don't have to shut our feelings off. There's a way to do sales that's very feminine, actually, and feels really good and aligned if you're more of that feminine energy. So, but first, we have to kind of learn what's going on, and then we can use mindset tools to shift the energy around it. So what's the truth here? So 8 out of 10 times, people will say no on the first ask, and 90% of the time, it has nothing to do with you. They're focused on them, not you. We are self-centered beings. They're in their heads about thinking about what you think about them, and you're in your head thinking about what they think about you, and no one's actually judging anyone, right? So when someone says no, it's really about their reasons and not you. And that's something that will take some time and some practice to remember and really integrate, but it's something that's true. So so we want to find people in our doTERRA businesses that are ready, willing, and able. That's when people will buy. They're ready. That means the timing is right. They're willing. They're in pain, or they're willing to do something to get a solution. And so a lot of people might be ready, right? The timing's right, but they're just not willing to change, right? They're not willing to put that effort in. And then able. Able is more about resources. Like, do they have the money? Do they have the time? Do they have the resources to take action? So when you get a no 80% of the time, what if you didn't tell yourself, oh, there's something wrong with me. What did I do wrong? What if you said instead, they're not ready, willing, and able yet? So this implies sooner or later they will be ready, willing, and able, right? And when they are, you'll be there. So this is the key to not taking things personally and not taking this rejection thing so personally. Yes, we want to learn skills. Yes, we want to be strategic. Yes, we want to learn those kind of little buzzwords and those catchphrases that help people see, the value of these things and be really good presenters and really good inviters and really good preparers, really good sharers. But ultimately, it's a lot about the person that you're standing across from, and you present the information at your best ability. And if they say no, then we have to be able to comfort ourselves and say, they're just not ready, willing, or able yet. And when they are, I'll be there. Okay, so this is why follow-up is so important, and this is where most people fall off when it comes to network marketing and when it comes to their doTERRA business. So they start, they go, they're all gung-ho, maybe they just don't make any sales, and they're like, oh, I give up, I guess no one wants to buy from me, I guess I'm not good at this, right? No. 8 times out of 10, people will say no when you first offer a sale. You have to do that touch base process. You have to do that follow up process. Okay, so how to follow up? Just, you want to stay top of mind for when they're ready, willing, and able. This is easy, right? It's lighter. It doesn't feel so stressful, right? So all you're doing is you're staying on the top of their mind. You're kind of reminding them, hey, remember me? I sell oils, right? Remember me? I want to help you with your health problem that I know you're ready and maybe you're willing, but maybe you just didn't have the resources. Or maybe you're ready, but you're just not willing to do anything and you had the resources. So when all those three come together, I'm going to be there. And you're going to remember me because I've been following up, right? So the average person needs 7 touches before they know, like, and trust you. And people don't typically know, like, and trust on the first meeting unless they have a bleeding neck, which means they have a problem that is so severe that they will do anything for a solution. That's about 3% of the population. But the thing is that most network marketers give 2 touches and then they give up. They say, I guess they don't want it. I guess they don't like me, right? They do the sample, the 1 touch, and then they do 1 follow-up. They don't get back and they never follow up again. You just are staying top of mind until they're ready, willing, and able. And this is what I see. A lot of people in doTERRA stop after like just a few months, and I think most network marketing companies. So they never actually get to a point where they could have even had those 7 touches, right? If they weren't intentionally doing it. And then on top of that, what I see is that this is why the longer you do it, you have more and more people coming to you because they've seen you even indirectly, right? So they know that you're involved in doTERRA from their friend, or they've seen you post on social media about doTERRA, or they saw you at a booth at their gym. So those little things count as touches, right? So the longer that you do that, the more people have been touched by you and your doTERRA business. And so it's gonna create more momentum, right, over time. And if you've been doing this business for a while, you've probably noticed that the longer you do it, the more consistent you are with it, the more you have people coming to you, and it actually gets a lot easier, right? So I think that's something that a lot of people are never, they don't, you know, there's the people that kind of jump on every like network marketing business train and they do it for a few months and then they fall off. And that's kind of an expectation that people have. But when you're consistent, when you continue to show up and do classes and talk about them and share the oils and use them in your daily life, then people, those are all touches, right? So to speak. Okay. So when you give up after 2 times and they don't sign up for their kit of oils, then you're literally abandoning them throughout the process, right? So it's actually like you're almost having a negative effect on your no like and trust factor, right? So I think a lot of times it's like, oh, I don't want to bug people. I don't know what to say. Just follow up from your heart and remember that you're just staying top of mind until they're ready, willing, and able. And always be asking yourself, how can I add value to this person? You don't want to just bug them, right? Everyone says, I don't want to bug people. So you can't just invite them to a party seven times, right? You can't just invite them to a class 7 different times when they've never come to a class. Or you can't just send them promos constantly. Or you can't just text and be like, hey, are you ready to buy oils, right? You want to be creative. The 7 touches aren't, they aren't the same thing over and over. They're coming at it from different angles. So I really like that sense of it, that it's a 7 angles approach versus 7 touches. Okay. So if you touch them, you know, maybe you sampled them and you said, hey, how'd that work for your headache? They didn't say anything back. Then you could wait a couple of days and you could send an article or an infographic for a essential oils and headaches. And you could say, hey, I thought about you and this is how it works. Then if they don't get back, you could invite them to a class. Then you could send them a video. Then you could share your why and ask for referrals if you wanted to. Okay. So offer value, offer a recipe, offer an online, one-on-one call, offer a magazine, testimonials, other people's stories. So there's so many different ways you can make those touches with people. And if you're of the mind that I'm not taking this personally, this is them being ready, willing, or able, and I'm not going to make assumptions about why they're not texting me back. People are busy, right? They're just not thinking it's a priority. So they don't get back to you. It has nothing to do with if they like you or not, or what they think about you. So just keep that mindset, right? So creativity and strategy comes in here too. So get curious about their needs, wants, pains, and how they are. Listen to their life story and their struggle. And this goes back to that preparing, right? Follow-up is almost a little bit like popping back to preparing, right? Because if you prepared them, you invited them and sampled them, and they came to a class and they didn't purchase a kit, then you kind of go back to that other spot, right? So you might keep continuing to get a little more curious, because people won't buy a kit if they don't see the value of it for them. So you probably didn't hit on their felt need, or they're not ready, willing, and able, right? Okay. So if you're an introvert, which I am, and this is where I used to take a lot of resistance to follow up would come in for me, is that I was thinking I had to be friends with all of these people. And I was like, I can't, you know, keep track of all these people. It feels very draining to me. But I think of it as bringing people through the sales process, letting them know that I'm genuine, really getting to know them, not because we're going to be friends, but because I'm going to be a provider of solutions for them. And that feels good. And having a system, right? We want to have a system for sure for our follow-up, which I'll get into what I do. So every individual has to go through, get information like they align with and the way that they like it to be delivered. Sooner or later, the timing will be right. This is a mindset you have to have. Sooner or later, the timing will be right. And you need to be top of mind as related to their product. So let's say someone hasn't been responding to you, they haven't been interested, but then all of a sudden their kid gets an ear infection and they have to go on 5 different rounds of antibiotics and nothing's working. Then they might think about that story you told about the kid who had an ear infection and used oils to cure it, and they might be ready. And you want to be the person that they think about when they think about, what could I do naturally for this ear infection, right? And you will be if you've been following up and if you've been touching base and if you've been checking in and if you've been sending valuable information, okay? So have you been resisting follow-up because you've been taking it personally? So what do you do now? You shift the name and the energy around it. Figure out how to make it feel lighter. Figure out how to make it feel easier. What if you just call it something else? Touch and run. So you're touching, touching base with people, and then you're running along to do your whatever you're doing the rest of your day. Are you touching base? Are you catching up? Are you staying connected? Are you spreading joy? Are you being strategic with your business? Time to check for readiness. I'm going to check my people on my list for readiness. You have to find a way that doesn't create threat in the brain. So when someone says, no, I'm not interested, then ask them if you can stay connected with them. Ask, what are you most interested in hearing about or receiving? Do you want to hear about the product, how it works for a certain pain point? You know, you have to put in real language in this, but this is like kind of the idea. Do you want to hear about business successes? Do you want to hear about testimonials, research? And then that is the area where they'll be ready, willing, and able to move first. So get that point of connection, get their permission to follow up. Then you won't feel so like, oh, what if I'm, you know, ask them if you can follow up with them and stay connected. That's what I say. Can we stay connected? Okay. All right. So here is the practical follow-up system that I use. Whenever I have a class, I have these little raffle tickets right here. And I have people, I do a lot of classes where I don't know anybody at the class. So I have the people write their information on this raffle ticket, and I do a little giveaway. And I take this when somebody enrolls with me, they go on a list because that's my customer list. When someone doesn't enroll, then I have their contact information. And within 12 hours of the class, I will follow up via text if I have their number. And I'll just say, hey, do you have any other questions? I know you had this felt need. Remember, when we're presenting, we're always talking and connecting with people beforehand. So I know that you struggle with allergies, and I just wanted to send you this recipe. I hope you're doing great. Let me know if you have questions. So within 12 hours of the class, I always do that. Then I put this name, well, right when I get home, I put this name and contact information and any notes about their felt need in a spreadsheet. So I have 500 names in a spreadsheet of people that I've been following up with for years, and some of them more recent as well. But I just always am adding to that spreadsheet. And that's my system. And then I book follow-up time. I have it about 5 mornings a week where I spend 1 hour just doing follow-up, just touching base with people. That's what I call it, touching base. I'm keeping myself top of mind so that when they're ready, willing, and able, they know who to come to, right? So I go through that list. I follow up with the people that feel aligned. I follow up with the people that have been on my mind. I follow up with the people who seemed really interested and really like warm leads first. And then, you know, I have that scheduled follow-up time in my calendar every single, well, 5 days a week. So I think I do it like Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays or something like that, but have it in your calendar, like scheduled follow-up time. And then in addition, after classes or after I meet someone or after I sample someone, I always follow up right then as well. And I always kind of pay attention to who, like I said, who I'm thinking about. Like, who's the person that pops into my mind randomly that I shared oils with? Always go with those gut instincts, because a lot of times those are kind of pings that that person is ready, willing, and able. Like, I totally believe in our intuition around this. So be really aware of who those people are that are coming into your mind. The other thing I will say that a lot of brand new people kind of fall short on, I think, or get confused about follow-up, is that you should be adding people to your list, like 2 people every day. If you're wanting to grow and build a doTERRA business seriously, you need to be adding 2 contacts every single day to that list. So you're not just working with a list of like 5 people, right? You're working with a big list so that you're not, I think if you have too small of a list, then you can feel like you're bugging people, or you can just get fixated on one person. If someone doesn't get back to you, A, it's not about you, it's about them. And C, and B, you should just be able to go on to the next person, right? Not worry about it, because I think that's part of it too, is that we kind of dwell on that one person that we thought was going to enroll, right? We should always have about 20 people that are about to enroll, if you're doing doTERRA as a business, that you could just put a little bit more effort to and probably get them to enroll. So just kind of keep that in mind. You want to have about 20 people that are always just like about to enroll, because then if you're going for a big push or something like that at the end of the month, or whenever, then you've got those people kind of ready, right? They're just like, maybe you just haven't been able to connect. You just haven't been able to get on the phone. They need you to send the link, something like that. So keep that in mind. So you always want to be adding people to that follow-up list, and having that system doesn't overwhelm your brain. Okay. All right. I think that is it for follow-up. So your assignments for this week are to continue practicing and sharing your why. You've seen that this is homework every single week, because you should always, always, always be doing it. Follow up with your entire list. So whatever list you have, remember we created our 100 names list in week 1. So follow up with all those people if you haven't in the last like 5 days. And then systematize your follow-up process. So create your spreadsheet, create like whatever the system is. Like, if you're going to be putting people into the spreadsheet every time you connect with someone new, maybe you're going to take that. There's a bonus video about Audra and her follow-up method. Maybe you're going to do it that way. Maybe you're going to have a written out pen to paper list, whatever works for you, but have a system that doesn't feel overwhelming and feels super simple and clear. And then book follow-up time in your calendar. That's your third assignment today, or for this week, is to book follow-up time that repeats in your calendar. So maybe that's a half hour every single morning. Maybe that's an hour Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, whatever it is. So book that time in your calendar. And just start doing it, okay? Because the money is in the follow-up. That is our quote. And we're bringing people through the sales process. We're not abandoning them midway through, right? Think of this as like a responsibility, right? You have a responsibility to share these oils and to get them in the hands of people so they can change their lives. And you can't do that unless you bring them through the follow-up, the sales process, which includes necessary 7 touches at least. Okay, guys, I will see you on Thursday's live call, if you're going to be there. And if you're not, remember to email me your wins or your challenges or your questions so that we can address them on the call. All right, bye.